Title: Route Amid Base for Rag-Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a mid-base routing and resampling setup in Ableton Live 12 that gives you that rag-infused, jungle-adjacent chaos but controlled. The vibe here is, your sub stays clean and steady, and your mid-base becomes the talking element. Gritty, moving, performed, chopped, and arranged like edits, not like a static loop. By the end, you'll have a source mid-base feeding a chaos bus. You'll resample multiple passes, and then you'll chop the best moments into a playable, call-and-response instrument that actually sits in a rolling DNB mix. Let's go. First, quick project prep, because this matters more than people admit. Set your tempo somewhere, in that 172 to 176 BPM pocket. Classic DNB and jungle energy lives there. Now, make sure you have a separate sub-track already, and it is not part of what we're about to destroy. Pure sine or triangle, mono, clean, no wild modulation, no distortion printing, none of that. We're focusing on the mid chaos only, because mangled sub is how you get a low end that disappears in clubs and turns into a facey mess. Now let's create the source. Make a new MIDI track and name it MID Bass Source. For a quick, solid starting point, drop and waveatable. Set OSC1 to a saw or something sawish from basic shapes. Add a little unison 2 to 4 voices but keep the amount low. This is not a super saw moment. We want weight and bite, not a trance stack. Turn on the filter. MS2 or PRD style is a good direction. Put the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 500 Hz as a starting zone. And add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Tighten the amp envelope, shortish release so it stays punchy and doesn't smear into the drums. Now give it motion. Put an LFO on the filter cutoff, synced. Start at 1/8 or 1/16 rate. Keep the amount moderate. You want talking, not falling down the stairs. If you prefer a dirtier approach, you can use operator with simple waveforms and let the distortion do the heavy lifting later. Both work. Waveatable just gets you to interesting faster. For the MIDI pattern, think rolling but with space for ragga elements, space for breaks, space for shouts, space for snares. Make a 2-bar loop. Put notes mostly on the 1, the end of 1, and on 3. Leave gaps. Then add one or two quick 16th note pickups going into transitions, like late in bar 2. Those pickups become your throw moments when we start resampling. Now we separate the sub and the mid properly. This is a non-negotiable step. On mid-bass source, at EQ8, high-pass it around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. We are deliberately removing the sub region from this track. If it gets boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 450. Then add utility. Since you've already high-passed, you can safely play with width a bit. Try 80 to 120%. Don't go silly. Wide mids are cool until they fight the break and everything turns blurry. At this point, your source track is mid-only, tight, and ready to be abused. Now we build the chaos bus. Create a return track and name it a chaos bus. This is your performance instrument. You're going to slam this chain, automate it, and resample it. On a chaos bus, add saturator first. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 4 and 12 dB depending on how brave you feel. Turn on soft clip. This gives you loudness and edge without instantly shredding your head off. Next, add roar if you have Live 12 suite. If you don't, use overdrive. With roar, pick a distortion style like tube or fuzz, but keep tone controlled. Mix anywhere from 30 to 70%. Remember, parallelish blends usually feel bigger than full wet murder. Next, auto filter. Set it to band pass or low pass. For ragga Y energy, band pass can be absolutely disgusting in the best way. Add LFO or envelope movement, synced at 1/8 or 1/16. Resonance around 20 to 40%. This is where the bass starts speaking in syllables. Then add redux for grit. Downsample 2 to 8, bit depth 6 to 12 bits. Keep the mix fairly low at first, like 15 to 35%. Redux is seasoning. Too much and you lose the note and just get sand. Optionally add chorus ensemble for width, but keep it subtle. We want menace, not floaty. And at the end of the bus, put a limiter as a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. This limiter is not for loudness. It's for catching those resonance spikes and distortion peaks that jump out and clip your whole session while you're recording. Now routing. On mid-bass source, turn up send to feed the chaos bus. Start around minus 12 dB send level and push from there. Here's where it gets fun. Automate the send level. In arrangement view, draw send automation so certain hits explode into the bus. For example, push the send hard at the end of bar 2, beat 4, so it sets up a nasty turnaround into the next phrase. This is one of the fastest ways to get that performed feeling without even changing the MIDI notes. Now we print it. Create a new Audino track and name it MIDI resample print. Set audio from to a chaos bus. If Live gives you the option, choose post effects so you capture the full chain exactly as you hear it. Set monitor to in and arm the track. Before you record, a coach note, print with headroom on purpose. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dBFS on the print track. Distortion chains love to create ugly intersample clipping. If you print too hot, you're baking in a problem that's hard to undo later. Now record 4 to 8 bars while you actively perform. And when I say perform, don't do random knob wiggles. Pick 2 or 3 gestures and commit. For example, 1. Filter wah movement with cutoff and resonance. 2. Distortion punch-ins where you push roar drive or mix. 3. Bit crush moments for fills and transitions. That's it. Controlled chaos. Do 3 passes. Pass 1. Moderate distortion, more talky, more usable. Pass 2. Extreme drive, tighter band pass motion, more aggressive. Pass 3. Bit crush and quick filter flicks specifically for fill moments. Name your clips immediately. Something like mid chaos, take 1 talky, take 2 mad, take 3 fills. This saves your brain later when you're arranging at 2 a.m. Now let's do a quick sanity check that separates intermediates from why does my groove feel wrong. Heavy processing can introduce tiny timing and phase weirdness. After you print, a slash be the resampled audio against your source. If the resampled layer feels like it leans late against the kick and snare, nudge the printed clip earlier by a few milliseconds. Start with minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds and recheck the feel. Don't overthink it, just trust the groove. Next step, chop it like jungle. Pick the best region of your print, 2 to 4 bars, and consolidate it so you've got a clean file. Turn on warp for bass. Avoid anything that smears too much. Complex Pro can get weird. Start with tones. It often holds mid-bass character nicely. Texture can work too if you want more grain. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing if you want natural chops, or choose a grid like 1/8 if you want tight, intentional edits. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now your resampled performance becomes a playable instrument. Program a call and response pattern. Think like this. Bar 1 is the call. A stable phrase, fewer slices, more confidence. Bar 2 is the response. Chopped madness, stutters, little edits before the turnaround. To push it into ragga territory, add beat repeat on the slice track. Set interval to 1 bar or a half bar. Grid to 1/16. Chance around 10 to 30%. Keep variation small. The goal is occasional stutter spice, not non-stop slot machine. Add auto pan for tremolo movement if you want. Keep amount low, like 5 to 20%. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16. Then add utility at the end to gain stage and keep control. One more production trick. Clip gain is your best friend after slicing. Instead of normalizing everything, adjust clip gain on a few slices so the rack responds predictably. You want consistent behavior when you're writing velocity and groove. Some slices will come out way louder than others. Fix that at the source. Now arrange it so it actually works in DNB. Here's a practical 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8. Drums, sub, and only a light mid from the source. Keep it simple. Bars 9 to 16, introduce resampled phrases from take 1. Bars 17 to 24, main drop energy. Alternate take 1 and take 2 every 2 bars so it feels like the bass is answering itself. Bars 25 to 32, use take 3 for fills, stutters, and that ride a whip turnaround energy. And a big DNB arrangement reminder. Keep the mid-bass busiest near the end of phrases, especially beat 4 and the last couple beats, so the groove feels like it's being shoved forward into the next bar. Now, mix safety, because chaos is cool until your drums stop hitting. On mid-resample print, or on the sliced rack track, at EQ8, high pass again around 120 to 180. Printing often adds low junk back in, especially after saturation and filtering. Find any whistle or harshness, usually in the 2 to 5 kHz zone, and notch it gently. Optionally, add glue compressor. Attack about 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 0:2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to steady the performance. And then sidechain compression. Put a compressor with sidechain input from your kick, or kick and snare bus. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, medium release. Don't overdo it, just enough to let the drums crack, and to keep your mid-bass from masking the transient smack. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't resample the sub with the mid. Keep the sub separate or you'll get inconsistent low end. Don't skip the safety limiter on the chaos bus. Resonance spikes plus distortion is a clip factory. Don't overwiden the mid until your break loses definition. And don't print one take and call it done. Raga energy comes from variation and edits. Multiple takes are the whole point. Two more advanced coach moves before we wrap. 1. Pre-fader versus post-fader sends. If you set your send to pre, you can pull down the dry source fader, while the chaos bus still screams amazing for ghost chaos tales without raising your clean nid. Post-fader behaves more like the louder I push the track, the more it hits the bus. Try both and pick one behavior per sound so you don't confuse yourself. 2. Mono discipline. Even if the chaos layer is wide, put a utility at the end of the chain and automate width down during the densest drum moments. Sometimes dropping width to 0 to 50% on the busiest bars makes the whole mix feel punchier and more locked. Mini practice assignment you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Make a 2-bar wavy double mid loop. Set up one chaos bus with saturator, auto filter, redux, and limiter. Record 3 8-bar passes into MID resample print. Slice take 2 to a drum rack. Program a bar 2 stutter fill. Last beat is rapid 1/16 chops, then a single longer tail into the next bar. Then arrange a 16-bar drop alternating chopped and sustained phrases every 2 bars.